It is the 26th day of June 2014. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line from Mandeville, Louisiana, at CGB Enterprises is Dan Zwicker. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Well, after your giddy-up this morning for the soybeans, they did manage to rally a little bit more and finished up at the July and the August contract, more than 20 cents. The November's up 15 and a quarter. Not bad for the day.
No, and basically what it was triggered by was the net increase in export sales for the current marketing year of about 11, 12 million. Overall sales now are up to 1371 or 1671, and USDA's currently has 1.6 traced out on their balance sheet. So now, those sales can be canceled and they can be rolled forward, but it's interesting that the sales keep coming for this current crop year at current prices, because they would have to pay a premium for these old crop beans versus the new crop beans. So it does tell you that there's a demand for U.S. old crop soybeans, and what that's going to do now is it's going to force the USDA to find 70 to 80 million bushels of extra beans around on the June 1st stocks report. Now, if something like that would occur, what that would mean would be that USDA's production estimate is understated. The average trade guess that the trade is kind of working going into the report here is 380 million. That roughly assumes about a 35 million bushel fine back of beans to work through the balance sheet. But it's going to be real interesting to see if USDA doesn't find any fine back bushels, and we've got a stocks number down around 345, 350, that would probably create an explosion in your July and August old crop contracts, may even be a big push to the September contract, because it would require a major rationing move of some kind, or a very quick imports coming in from South America about as quickly. They probably would have to be, it'd have to be a record pace, or we would probably run out of beans. But the market would probably go ahead and ration out what it needs to do right away there, probably during the first week or two of July. So that is what gave the new crop or old crop beans a push here today. Technically, that did some pretty good work on the old crop bean charts. If you look at July and August futures, it did break above the downtrend line drawn off of the May high, and connected here to the high that we, you know, the highs that we had as we were going down. So it is a shift in trend anyway. And since we took out Monday's high point and actually closed above Monday's high point, you would technically call the short-term trend in soybeans now sideways to higher going into Monday's report.
Mm-hmm. Monday's report will be fun. The range from the trade is really wide. I mean, we're talking about 340, 380 million bushels on the midpoint, 380. But the range is 100 million bushel wide, a third. There's a 30% range in there. That's a huge range. I guess the trade.
Well,
is
that all depends upon now in FOMA Economics, which is a well-respected consulting firm out of Memphis, Tennessee. Their reasoning, I think they're one of the high ones. I think they're looking for stocks to be somewhere around 420, and it's based upon the percent of use over a historical point of time. And what they believe, if that historical percentage is correct, then USDA will fine back something like 70 or 75 million bushels. So that is one of the reasons why, and they've got good logic, good reasoning behind it. We'll see whether or not they're right or not. But, you know, you would think that after the first and second quarter that USDA would caught it, and they may not even catch it, and they may be right in the long run, but they may not catch it in the June report. Who knows what kind of number they're going to come up with. But I understand everybody's logic, and that's what's going to make the report probably as volatile of any report probably of the year, because if USDA doesn't find any bushels, the shorts are going to have to deal with it and cover, and that would probably call for a locked-up move of the expandable dollar limit, and then that would probably expand to $1.50, so you could have a very violent move. Now, if the Infoma group and the higher-end numbers are correct, it would probably pull the plug on any old crop price strength for the remainder of the year, because it would imply that we have adequate inventories to get by until new crop harvest.
And so if we can lock limits on the bottom end of the trade range at the 340 million, do you lock limits if Informa is right and we're up at 440?
No, yeah, you'd probably go down. You'd probably go down the limit, Buck. That'd be my guess. If the 420 numbers are right, the plug is going to be pulled out of the old crop bean market. I mean, very quickly, because it is carrying a premium to new crop, because of the supply tightness and this overbooking of export sales that everybody's still scratching their head over, how we're going to make that. Now, USDA has plugged in 90 million bushels worth of imports. I question whether or not we can get 90 in. I think 70 to 75 is probably tops. And so we're going to have to cancel some of the 70 million oversale, and I don't know if we can cancel much more than half. I think half of the people that are on the books are going to stand for that commitment. They bought them and they want them, and it's up to then the commercial grain trade to get them loaded and get them sent to them. So it could be a quite interesting report day on Monday.
Hey, which of your positions, the bullish position on soybeans or the bullish position on corn, gets more of a excitement, maybe upset folks at you in the marketplace at this point?
Well, any kind of bullish talk creates a lot of hate tweets to me. I mean, the bear was frothing at his mouth here today. He was mad after I got done talking, and then the market continued to build on that strength they had early. So they were mad as the dickens. And, everybody takes everything too serious, I think. I try to put a little humor into the markets. But there's no doubt that, under current environment, and all you can say is current environment. We don't know what 2 weeks environment is going to be like.
Right.
If we did know that, we could put on a position and make a whole ton of money and call it quits. By the way, I am going to go pick up my new fifth wheeler here this afternoon. So I'm getting ready to travel in the political circles in 2014 or 2016 around the world. So my wife's going to work for one candidate, and I'm going to work for the other candidate.
Hey, wait a second. I remember, when you go on vacation, doesn't the market go down? Isn't that what the old adage used to be?
Well, maybe not when I'm out politicking for a presidential
candidate.
No.
You don't get to adjust. When are you leaving again? Monday?
Well, I'm going to be up in Illinois a couple of weeks during the last 2 weeks of July. So maybe we'll have the high end. We'll be going down to zero by then, or at least they'll be wanting to the bear will be wanting to take it to zero anyway.
Yeah, he'll want to hand you your head, I guarantee you.
But they don't like the idea the corn market can rally. You can kind of see that everybody wants to be bearish corn. They want every reason in the world to sell corn. They got the farmers totally scared to death that this corn market is going to go sharply lower. I don't know. It all depends upon what kind of July weather we get, August weather. We got a long time to pollinate this crop, fill out the ear, and get it harvested. So there's still a long time to go yet, but they probably get madder when I talk bullish corn, or they probably think I'm totally nuts, and I'm just out here to kind of aggravate them at the moment. And I do a good job of it based upon the hate tweets.
Hey, say hello to Teresa when you get to Waco if you're going there this weekend.
I sure will.
All right, bye-bye now. That's
bye.
Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.